Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Having barely escaped from Tony Lowry's burning house, Jungle Jim and Kolu lose no time in casting about for clues left by the pyromaniacs who set the fire. Kolu discovers in the soft, damp earth of the lawn the footprints of two men. He traces these footprints to the house and then finds the same footprints returning, accompanied by the footprints of a woman. Jungle Jim is sure they belong to Peter Stone and one of his henchmen who came to rescue Kitty St. John before starting the fire. Having set the building on fire and kidnapped Kitty St. John, Jim argues that Stone would take refuge somewhere in the interior of the island. Tony Lowry tells Jim of some deserted mining camps where Peter Stone might have fled. He supplies Jim and Kolu with all the equipment necessary for the expedition into the interior, and they set out on their manhunt for Peter Stone. Meanwhile, at Stone's headquarters, important events are taking place. He orders his henchmen to be ready to round up the renegade natives and prepare to strike the blow that will drive Tony Lowry and his fellow planters off the island and give him sole possession of its wealth and industry.
Okay, you guys. Get busy now. Get busy. Pass out those rifles and ammunition. Come on. Hey there, you.
Yeah, you want me, boss man.
Yeah. You in charge of the fire detail?
Yeah, boss man. See, have plenty of good boys.
Okay. Get out those oil cans. Start to spread the gasoline all over the edge of those fields up there. Come on. Get busy. We ain't got all night.
Yes, boss man.
I know where they are.
Hey, you guys with the rifles, come over here. Hey, Chief, round up your men here. All right, quiet. Now listen to me. Okay. You all got rifles and ammunition, you know how to use them. Here's what I want you to do. Spread out about 20 yards apart, 20 yards, see? And when those other guys have the fire going good, you watch the houses of them planters. When the planters and their men come running out, start shooting. Don't let any of them get away. Mow them all down, you understand? Wipe them out.
We know. We do job good.
Okay. See that you do. Get going now. Remember, let that fire get a good start first.
Boss man, boys, be ready. Soak everything good with gasoline. Ready for big fire now.
Okay, let it go.
All right, Mommy.
Beautiful. Okay, you got it going good. Now then, you guys with the rifles, move up there. Watch the buildings. Okay, look out for those planters. All right, let them have it.
Wake up, Tuan Jim.
What is it, Cole?
I wake up, Tuan. I smell smoke like big bushfire. I get up, see. Listen, Tuan. You hear now?
Say, I can smell the smoke now. I seem to hear people shouting and someone shooting.
Something very bad happened, Tuan. You stand up here, you see. See, Tuan, over there.
Boy, Cole, that's a terrific fire. Why, it looks like the whole section of the countryside is afire. Fields, bush, houses, and everything. Shouts and not shooting. Kolo, I've got it. That's Morris Stone's work. He's got those natives to rebel. They're out on the rampage, burning and killing everything in sight.
It'd be plenty bad, Tuan. Fire moving this way now. Flames spread fast.
You're right, Kolo. Yep. You hear those shouts and the shooting clear now. Smoke is beginning to get thicker. Say, we've got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Roll up the bedding and get our stuff back in that canoe in a hurry.
Yes, Juan. Where we go now? We go back to Mr. Lowry's place, huh?
I'm in your life, Colo. We're going forward, not backwards. We're going to get on the other side of that fire. That's where Stone's headquarters are, and we're going to find them.
It'd be bad go through fire, Juan.
No, the river is pretty wide, and the banks are fairly high. That'll give us some protection. We can soak ourselves with water, and we keep well down in the canoe. Should be able to get through all right.
Better go quicker, Juan. Fire comes close now.
Okay, Colo, let's go.
While the renegade natives push forward in their reign of terror and Jim battles his way through the rapidly spreading fire, Peter Stone, safe at his secret headquarters, calls upon Kitty St. John.
There. What do you want?
It's me, Peter Stone. You still dressed?
Yes, I am. What do you want?
I want you to come out and take a walk with me. I've got something very interesting to show you.
I prefer to remain in my room alone.
Ah, don't be so high hat, Kitty. Come on out.
I don't want to. I prefer to be alone.
Now, listen. I'm trying to be nice about this, but if you're going to be stubborn, I'll just have to come in and use a few forceful methods. Now, it's up to you.
Very well. Wait a minute, and I'll be there.
That's the idea, Kitty. You know, if you'll just act your age and be sensible, you and I'll get along nicely together.
Well, what is it you want with me?
Come with me. We're going to take a little walk up to the top of the hill back here. You can get a real good view of the surrounding country.
But it's dark outside. You can't see anything now.
Oh, yes, you can. That is, you can see what I want to show you. You'll find it very interesting. It may make you realize that it'd be wiser for you to be a little more friendly toward me. Come on, let's get going. Here we are, Kitty. Now, look down there across the country.
Oh, good heavens. What does it mean? The whole countryside over there is a plain.
Yeah. Pretty, isn't it? Quite a sight.
Oh.
You see, that's a real fire. A fire to drive your stupid planter friends off this island.
Oh.
My island. Now, they think they'll get rich off my land, will they? They think they run the island, do they? Well, I'll show them.
You're mad. You're inhuman to do this. Where will those people go? You've destroyed their land, their home.
They won't have to worry about going anywhere. I haven't overlooked anything, Kitty. What those boys with the flaming torches miss with a fire, the other boys will pick off with the rifles. I'm cleaning them out. All of them. Every last one of them. This place belongs to me.
And back in the Embassy Club in Nahia, where Tony Lowry and Lil have taken up residence after the destruction of Tony Lowry's house, the news of the open rebellion is received.
I tell you, Mr. Lowry, something has got to be done at once. We've got to get out every able-bodied man, arm them and send them out to put an end to this reign of terror.
I know. We've got
to act at once before the entire white population is wiped out. Why, over one-third of the planters and their property have been pillaged and burned. Men, women, and children are being ruthlessly murdered.
All right, Johnson, all right. We started once.
My goodness.
You go down to the harbor police, round up everybody there.
Yes, yes.
Get any and all of the white sailors who are in port.
Yes, I will.
I'll get busy and recruit everybody I can up in this part of town.
What can I do, Tony?
Lil, stay here and help the doctors take care of those people who have managed to escape. Mm-hmm. We'll have to make accommodations for them here. That's your job, Lil.
Very good, Tony, but you'd better arrange to leave some rifles and ammunition here. In case anything happens, I can handle a rifle.
Good girl. I wish to heaven we hadn't let Jim go off on that expedition inland. We surely could use him at a time like this.
He's headed right into the middle of that rebellion. Well, I hope he managed to keep clear of that murdering army of savages and escape that fire.
I hope so, too, Lil. Well, I've got to shove off and round up all the available manpower I can. It's going to be quite a tough job to put down this uprising. We might have to call upon outside help from the neighboring islands if things get too bad. Well, so long, Lil. Take care of things here. I don't know when I'll be back.
I'll be all right, Tony. So long and good luck.
All right, men. Here we are. Get the best cover you can. Spread out and make every shot count. The wind has shifted now, so we won't have the fire to worry about. All right, get to your places. Those natives are heading this way across the field. Listen, boys.
Yes, sir.
Wait until they get fairly close before firing.
Wait.
Quiet now. Here they come.
All right, let them have it.
Looks like we've beaten back for the time being, Mr. Lowry. They turned around and headed back across the open country.
Yes.
Shall we follow them, sir?
No. Let them go. We don't want to get too far away from our own base of operations. I don't think we have definitely stopped that attack. They'll go back and reorganize. Then they'll be on us again stronger than ever.
Well, the dawn is breaking, and it'll soon be daylight. That should help us a little.
Yes.
I don't think they'll try to do much in the daytime,
sir. No, we can't take any chances. Get around to the men and tell them to strengthen their positions here.
Yes, sir.
Find out how strong we are and how the ammunition supply is.
Right.
We've got to be ready for any and all emergencies. Those natives are on the war path, and we've got to stop them. Remember, it's their lives or ours.
And so Tony Lowry and a handful of courageous white men prepare to defend themselves against the onslaughts of the war-mad natives. In the meantime, Jungle Jim and Kolo are deep in the heart of the enemy country, surrounded by fire and in danger of being captured by the wandering bands of Stone's native forces who are burning and plundering the entire island. Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoonland like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.